For sure.
Absolutely. He definitely does have a bright future. Super athletic guy. I know a lot of friends of mine have a connection with him. He's a local. You know, he went to Annandale High School, so we're all pulling for him. And, you know, I'm just happy that he came back from the injury and has been, you know, looking good as of late. But I kind of want to tail off of the DC United, but keeping it in the MLS scope, looking at the league as a whole. And, you know, we know that New NYCFC is kind of dominating as of late. We know they, you know, kind of struggled early on in the league, and you know they've made a lot of, you know, headline news. You know, they're the new team in the MLS. Has only been around for the last 2 seasons now, and they have a former star as their head coach in Patrick Vieira, former Arsenal and Inter Milan star, French international, great player, and they have guys like, you know, David Villa, Andre Pirlo, and Frank Lampard, these guys that were some of the greats to ever play European football, coming in at the latter stages of their career. And we know that, you know, David Beckham started that whole trend, you know, going from Europe to the Los Angeles Galaxy. Then we saw Thierry Henry follow going to the New York Red Bulls. But, you know, we know that David Beckham is trying to start an MLS team in Miami. And just a few days ago, I believe there was a report saying that he was in talks with Milwaukee Bucks, who are in the NBA, with co-owner Wes Edens about becoming a co-owner with Beckham and potentially opening a team in Miami. And his whole mission was to bring these top European players in their prime as opposed to at the end of it. As we see one guy like Giovinco, who's an Italian international, coming to the MLS at 27 years old. So what do you see in the MLS, their league, in the future? Is their popularity going to grow? Is David Beckham going to be able to attract these type of players? Is he going to be able to get the team in Miami? I know he's going through some legal problems right now. So what do you see as the future of the MLS being able to attract these type of top stars in Europe in their prime as opposed to at the end of their careers?
Yeah, I mean, it basically comes down to money.
Right.
If the money is there, players will come.
Mm-hmm.
MLS has taken a slow growth policy very wisely because they didn't want to you know, collapse under financial burden in the early years. So, you know, they've taken small steps, and along the way they've increased spending, and they've given teams more flexibility to sign high profile players with their own money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the designated player rule that came along with Beckham, and that has allowed, you know, guys like Robbie Keane,
mm-hmm.
David Villa, Kaká, and many others to join the league. So, you know, it's a good thing. Some teams take advantage of it, so others do not. It has not tilted the competitive balance in the league, which I think is important. Even though, you know, there's a handful of teams like Toronto, Seattle, LA, NYC have turned to the big names,
mm-hmm.
Those teams don't necessarily win everything. You know, the Galaxy has done well, but that was largely because of Landon Donovan over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, NYCFC is enjoying a decent stretch this year. We'll see if that lasts. But you know what? The three top teams last year, or three of the top teams last year, were at the bottom of the payroll list. You know, teams like the Red Bulls, FC Dallas. You know, DC United's done okay with low budget. So,
right.
You know, it's every team is different. Part of it is for marketing reasons. You know, when you're a new team in New York, you got to make a big splash.
Right.
You know, you're not going to come into New York with a bunch of unknown American players and expect to sell a lot of tickets and attract media and fan interest. So that's certainly part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to continue to progress, and we're going to see some named players come into the league, and some will do well, some won't. It's just like any other league around the world where players meet expectations and others just, you know, flame out and are gone within a year or two. So it's a fascinating process.
Hmm. Yeah, it is interesting. It looks like the future of the MLS is looking bright, so I'm hoping that it grows in popularity. It'll be able to attract these players. And you're right. You know, marketing has a lot to do with it. And, you know, players want to get paid. You know, we see that going on in other leagues like the NBA with the increased salary cap and the amount of money being thrown out there to average players or bench players that don't really get minutes. So I see why that's a big deal to them. But let's
Don't underestimate the desire to live and play in America.
Right.
There's certainly nothing to be said to be a professional athlete where, you know, the sport isn't all around you. You know, these guys come over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, soccer fans know who Kaká is.
Right.
But, you know, he can live a pretty normal life. He doesn't have to have, you know, 10 security guards following him around and worry about his kids going off to school. You know, it's a different lifestyle, and that's something that appeals to many soccer players.
Right. Obviously, yeah, that's definitely the case. You know, a quick question on that, just piggybacking off that point, does it worry you the fact that, you know, we talked about it, the guys like David Villa, Kaká, Robbie Keane, Andre Pirlo, these guys are dominating in the MLS.
I wouldn't say they're dominating. I wouldn't say that. You know, they're good players.
Right.
Javinko was the MVP last year.
Uh-huh.
Pirlo was certainly not dominating last year.
Yeah.
Lampard and Gerrard have been okay. But it's not like they come over and do whatever they want. This is a tough physical league for a lot of these guys, and they can't just go at it at 50 or 75%.